Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this special edition of Big 12 Nation, where we're talking about firing, hiring coaches in college football. And it's kind of funny to me because we keep going around in these circles, and it's like these people at some of these universities and some of these administrators, they don't get it. A couple guys made this clear on College Football Live the other day. If you're an athletic director, if you're the administration, Joe Blow in the stands, Joe Blow on the internet, Joe Blow in the message board, Joe Blow who's commenting in the comment section on Facebook or whatever, shouldn't distract or deter your decision. Because if that's the case, we don't need to pay you $1 million to be an AD. We can simply just pay Joe Blow sitting in the stands, go hire so-and-so from University of this or that. So, point one, athletic directors, administrators, grow some balls. Stop letting ESPN do your job for you. Because the funny thing that's hysterical about this whole situation is the other day, the first thing ESPN said was, well, yeah, you shouldn't be doing this or you shouldn't be doing that because that's why you're in power. But who started that whole nonsense? Who started that whole nonsense about everybody's opinion matter? Those jackasses did. Those jackasses with their rhetoric and all these other things. Somebody might not be about to be fired, but if it go across the line at ESPN, somebody is about to be fired, then the school will move on it quick and do it just because they say, like right now with Jimbo Fisher in Florida State, they got a bunch of lines saying he's about to accept the job. If they're about to accept the job, do this, do that. They have no idea if he's about to accept the job, guys. They don't know what's going on. One fan jumped up, said something crazy during his show, which let me remind everybody, people were complaining about this year's record, forgetting that there was a hurricane and a whole bunch of other stuff that went on that got them out of rhythm, and they didn't play for like 3 weeks. What happens if your car sits still for 3 weeks? Does the tire get flat? Do you need an oil change? May you have to do something to the battery? Point taken. That was the story of Florida State season. Hurricane got them out of rhythm here and there. They're off balance. They went. I mean, they literally had no games for the longest time in the month of September. But let's get back to this firing coach situation. So Philip Fulmer's record at University of Tennessee was 152-52. I'm gonna say that again. The guy won 150 some games out of 200 games. The year before he got fired, I believe he went 10-4. His final year, he went 5-7, and they fired him. Butch Jones, I believe, went to a bowl game every year except maybe one. I think the last two or three years in a row, he went to a bowl game. He had a losing record this year. He got fired. Now, this year, was he tripping? Yes, he didn't win one SEC game. Every single damn year, you're on the hot seat, and every single year, if you don't win this game, you're going to get fired. If you don't do that, you're going to get fired. It gets old. And it wears on teams, it wears on teams' mentality, it wears on everybody's mentality. You can talk that tough stuff all you want to, but when you're firing coaches nowadays based on an allegation, somebody in the middle of Idaho could say, I got sexually harassed, and they'll fire a coach over it now. This is the stupid society we live in. But, like, back to Tennessee. So, if you look at Tennessee, they fire Philip Fulmer. And Where does it go from there? They go Philip Fulmer, they go Lane Kiffin, they go Derek Dooley, they go Butch Jones, and it's just a bunch of silly stuff going on. And this is why David Cutcliffe said, "I'm good, man. I'm great right here at Duke because there's no damn point in leaving somewhere where the people who are in charge understand the expectations and have realistic expectations." You can have all the money in the world, but if the situation sucks, it's not worth it. Why do you guys think Frank Solis left Nebraska, went to Ohio University, a small Division I? His ass hasn't left in 10, 11 years. Before he got there, they got to no bowl games. Now that he's been there, I don't think they've missed a bowl game, actually. They might have missed one or two. But I think they're on a streak of like 7-8 bowl games, something ridiculous. And Ohio used to be horrendously bad. They were like 1-11, 2-10 for like a whole decade straight. He's got there. They go to bowl games every year. They're competing for MAC titles. Those people are happy as shit. Excuse my language. Sorry, everybody. They're happy as I don't know what. They're, like, so extremely happy. And they appreciate it. People don't appreciate winning anymore. So let me ask people in this. And I'm not saying Kevin Sumlin should have been able to stay. That UCLA loss was ridiculous. But what are y'all going to do if Jimbo Fisher goes 10-2 or 11-3 or something like that 1 year, and then the next year he goes 4-8? Are you going to turn around and fire him? Like, we have to understand we're entitled to a bad season here or there. It's like your car. It's going to run good every once in, for the most part, but every once in a while it's going to be something annoying where you got to get a brand new tire or the rim is bent. You're going to have to get a brand new wheel in tire. But it doesn't mean that the engine is bad. It doesn't mean that the air doesn't work or the heat isn't working. Sometimes to keep things going, a well-oiled machine running, it's going to have some big, you know, problems here and there. But overall, has it been good to you? Overall, has your car been cost-effective? And if it has, then you keep your car. You like the, what these universities do is they drive a car for 2 years and like, oh, I like this car. One thing go wrong, and all right, I'm gonna get rid of this payment. I'm gonna go buy a whole brand new car and get in debt $20,000 more. Like that's what they do instead of being like, you know, let me get my ass out, let me fix the spare tire, let me change the belt, let me go ahead, let me change the air filter. Let me flush the fluids, and then I'm good to go for another 2 years. They say, I'm just going to get a whole brand new car. Screw it. Like, that's where we've got to in college coaching. Brett Bielema, I don't know if I would have fired him right away. I probably would have gave him one more year and then fired him for the most part. That's kind of up in the air. Arizona State. Now, as much as I love Herm Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, Herm Edwards' last record was 2-14. On top of that being his last record, he overall does not have a winning record as a head coach. Todd Graham had some problems there, but last year he finished dead last. This year he finished in second place. That's a major improvement. And I noticed the athletic director was saying a lot about, oh, well, we want more kids to go to the NFL. The point of the kid of college coaching is to win at the college level. And if you succeed, usually you have a chance to go to the NFL. And you can't be firing coaches because you haven't sent one kid to the NFL. Like, that's not why you go to college. Some kids go to college to get their best chance at the NFL. That's what you should be going for. But you don't just get to go, like, find him when he has great academics. It's showing when he's had great leadership, and then he's saying the guy has to keep whoever comes in has to keep his offensive and defensive coordinators in place, because the people that have been there, they would have had four offensive coordinators or defensive coordinators in 4 years. Maybe that's part of it, is the continuity in the staff. Maybe he was tired of seeing all that rollover, that in and out door, that revolving door assistant coaches. Maybe that was his biggest beef with Tyler Graham. But he didn't make that evident. And to bring in a guy who hasn't coached in almost 30 years, not criticizing that doesn't matter. You can always hop back in. But that long, and then in addition to that, doesn't have an overall winning record, it's a very scary, stupid thing, in my opinion. And if this doesn't go well, that athletic director is going to get fired fast. Fast. I mean, if Arizona State next year does not at least go 7-5 or win 8 wins, that athletic director will be fired. If Arizona State goes 2-10, the athletic director's fired. They go 3-9, he's fired. They're not playing with them. They're not playing with these people. So I'm gonna look up here just the history of Tennessee coaches. And I hear people with their grumblings in Ohio State about Urban Meyer. And saying, oh, was he going to be sick again? Y'all people in Columbus better stop playing, man. Y'all better stop playing, because Urban Meyer will leave and go to like a school like Indiana or some other small Power 5 school like a Vanderbilt if Derek Mason leaves. And he'll win 8-9 games and people won't complain one time. And he'll be happy. And Ohio State will just be up and down. Now, I understand the expectations are high. You're at Ohio State. Everything is set up for you to succeed there. However, it's not a smart option to complain about a coach who has never had, like, a losing season. And the losing season he's had there is one or two damn games. Like, it's just part of coaching. Like, I don't understand, like, why people are so batshit crazy, like, about this stuff. It's just like a bunch of nutcases out there. Well, he should be fired because he lost this game, or he should be fired because he did this in the fourth quarter. You want to get your ass out there and coach? Because most of these people out there making all these damn suggestions don't coach. And in the new media we have where every 5 seconds, people just put a damn article up because they want to put an article up. Bo Pelini, guys, they fired him at Nebraska because they said they were tied at 9-3 seasons. And look what the hell they ended up with. So, and then the people were saying, well, he was a nicer guy. Like, enough with this nicer guy nonsense. It's not about the nicer guy. You need the guy to win. Why do you think people at Texas Tech are still pissed that Mike Leach had to leave? Now he's out in Washington State doing his magic. This nice guy, this political stuff, well, hey, man, dude, he's a football coach. He's here to teach young men how to accomplish something that they can never think or have a chance to think of accomplishing. That's what he's there for. Yeah, there is some, what do you call that crap? There is some butt buddy stuff, and you have to do some booster corny stuff here and there. But he's a football coach. Let him coach and give him some damn breathing room. These people are such crap. So let's look at this. All right, so Philip Fulmer was 90. And it's funny like this with Tennessee that they never get their top target. If anybody remembers a couple of years ago, Charlie Strong was the hot target. And he didn't go. He didn't even think about going. So that's how they ended up with Bush Jones. They had to go to like option 4, 5, or 6. That's what's even funnier about this job to me, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody wants this damn job. Nobody wants this damn Tennessee job. Some of the other jobs, Arizona State, all right, that's questionable. People actually want that job. Mac Brown said he would love to take a chance at that job. Kevin Sumlin was rumored to have that job. That at least would have made more sense, being that the man had 6 winning seasons. He had no losing season to A&M. Yes, he could have did better. He had no losing seasons, and he had no losing records. At the worst, he was either 500 or above 500, but he had no losing record in conference either. He always won in conference. So that's what I don't understand. Now, let's see. Lane Kiffin was 7-6. Then they had Derek Dooley. He was 15-21. Jim Chaney is an intern for Derek Dooley, went 1-1. Butch Jones was 51-30. So he was 21 games above 500. I don't know what these people want here. It's excuse me, let me take that back. Butch Jones' overall record is 51-30. However, his record is 30-21. So I'm sorry about that, guys. I'll take that back. And I guess Brady Hoke is the intern coach right now. The point I'm trying to make is you had a coach like Philip Fulmer who you should have let retire like Penn State did with Joe Paterno. You should have let him work that job as long as he wanted. And it just keeps backfiring at y'all. Y'all keep on trying to go this. It's like that person you guys know who keeps trying to put that table together. He keeps piling shit on top of the table, but he won't fix the leg. It's like you can't fix the table and keep putting books and food on the table if you don't fix the leg. Then it's going to keep falling down. And that's what these people keep doing in these coaching situations with this hire fire. We'll fire him because we're mad about this, and we'll hire this guy, and we'll fire this, and we just keep losing money, keep dumping money. All these state schools keep losing money, keep dumping money, keep losing money, keep dumping money over the pettiest thing. UCLA, that made sense because they fired the last coach because he couldn't beat USC. The last two coaches got fired at UCLA because they couldn't beat USC. So people, I understood that. Oregon State made sense, but I thought they'd at least give the guy one more year, but he just stepped down. What they're doing at Kansas with David Betty, I don't think David Betty is doing the greatest of job, but you're giving the man 4 years. That's what it took to Mike McIntyre, 4 years to turn Colorado around. So my whole point is, like, we just have to have some damn realistic expectations nowadays. Everybody wants to just quick to success. Dave Doran right now, he first started off, he wasn't doing too great at NC State. He couldn't get a good contract extension. The other thing on the coaches' parts that's bonehead is they'll sit there and they'll flirt with a school, and they will be kind of iffy. Like Michael Gundy, his situation makes sense because he's an Oklahoma State quarterback, and they're good every year. They get double-digit wins every year. They're good. Dave Doran at NC State, however, it's like, okay, you had one bad year. You had two subpar years. This year you had a solid year. You were 8-4. But the thing is, you fire Butch Jones and you guys don't get a guy like – you don't get a guy that's like the New England Patriots offensive coordinator. You don't get a guy that is like phenomenal. Like they'll fire Butch Jones and hire somebody similar to Butch Jones and then they'll want better expectations. And it's like, guys, like what is going through your mind with this situation? Dave Doran was 8-4 this year, 6-2 in conference. The kid from Western Kentucky, Brom, Jeff Brom, he was 6-6 at Purdue, but Purdue hasn't been to a bowl game in, I believe, 4 or 5 years straight. It's been a really long time since Purdue's even played in the bowl. Darryl Hazel drug that program right into the ground. He did a horrible job there. I was hoping he did good, but the honest opinion and situation is he did an absolute horrible job at Purdue, and Brom got into a bowl game in his first year. But then they couldn't agree to a contract with him. Now they're in contract talks. But what Brom and Doran have to understand now is when they go back to their schools, their athletic director in the back of their head is thinking like, damn, this guy might bolt on us at any second. So now we got a backup plan in place. We'll smile, we'll be friendly, we'll be regular. But now we got a backup plan in place for you. So if you have a subpar season or mediocre season, that athletic director won't hesitate to fire your ass because he's seen it. You was about to bolt for a different job that paid similar. And people think, oh, Tennessee's great. Well, you know, most of these guys are getting close to what they would get there anyway. I mean, I think they're both getting $4 to $5 million to coach where they're at. Tennessee was going to offer Mike Gundy $7 million, but I don't think they were going to offer Dave, whatever his name is, Doran that much, or the other guy $7 million. So, It's a circle, guys. And in the next 2 weeks, we're going to see a bunch of crazy stuff go across the screen on sports networks. You're going to see stuff pop up on the internet. You're going to say, like right now, they got saying Jimbo Fisher is going to be forced to say whether he's staying or leaving. Now he might not coach the game. I hope he stays and coaches the game. I might eat my words, but I hope damn well he stays and he coaches this damn game just to shut up the media. And I would laugh if he didn't even go to Texas A&M at the end of the day. It would actually make me fall out laughing because all you people were doing speculation about it. But, I mean, most likely he'll leave, and that's what happens. And people say, well, everybody needs a pat on the back. There should be no fan in the world that should be running his mouth about Jimbo Fisher's job at Florida State after they just won a damn national championship 3 damn years ago. That's all I got to say. Colton Carousel is nuts, college football fans, and I can't wait to see what happens in the coming weeks. You guys got to remember, Les Miles still didn't get hired. I wonder if Brett Bielema will get another job at a smaller school. There's so many damn coaches out there, guys, that are like me. Ty Graham, I wonder if he'll go back to Rice. I mean, these guys have winning records. Some of these guys, two of the guys this year, didn't deserve to get fired. I remember a couple years back I was pissed when Pelini got fired because it didn't make any sense because I knew that Nebraska couldn't replace him. Like, my whole argument, period, is if you're going to fire a coach, replace them with someone better. They fired the person before Nick Saban at Alabama. Nick Saban was a hell of a lot better. They fired Charlie Strong last year at Texas. Guess what the new coach got? The exact same record as Charlie Strong had his first year. People say, oh, those are Charlie Strong's recruits. They said the same thing when Charlie Strong got there. Well, those are Mac Brown's recruits. Texas should have never been ungrateful with Mac Brown. He never lost a bunch of games in the season. He always averaged 8-5-ish at the worst. He had one bad season where he went 5-7, and people wanted to complain about it. And it's just like, guys, this is life. It's ups, it's downs. Every time you get a good-ass class that can take you to the BCS championship, excuse me, it's not BCS, the college football playoff, you have to rebuild for that. Even Alabama, guess what? They lost this year. Alabama, guess what? They lost last year. it's special and it's a national championship because it's hard to do, not because it's easy to do. And money doesn't make it any easier. It may help, but it doesn't make it any easier.